range in the last game? And what did you guys feel comfortable with him?
You know, it kind of was very fluid. It kind of moved back and forth, to be honest with you. And at that time, you know, we weren't sure exactly where the yard line was. It was kind of a bang bang play, and you know, we just didn't put him out there. But you know, those are kind of things that flip from game to game. So we just have to monitor those and communicate with them throughout the game.
Did you do any talking with coaching up with Cole Quitt? He had a rough start, but he came through with that 59 yarder. You know, from back deep, that was pretty clutch.
Yeah, I think Britton, you know, does a good job of making sure that he feels accountability himself. You know, he knew he had a bad punt the first one. I didn't need to go over there and chew him out and tell him that. You know, and then he comes back with the one later on that was one of the best punts you'll ever see, in my opinion. I mean, that's 59 yards and out of bounds, I believe. So, you know, coming off the, I think it was the 4-yard line, we were backed up, it was snowing. I was a little nervous there, that's for sure. But He did a good job on that one, and, you know, we just got to continue to do that and hopefully get that one bad ball out of there for him.
How's Cody embraced his special teams role this year?
I think he did a great job. You know, when you watch him last week, you know, this is something that's new for him, that he's having to play as many plays as he is, and he embraced it big time. We needed him in the game. He knew we needed him in the game, and the play before the fumble, that he caused, by the way, too. I mean, yeah, it started to come out a little bit, but that's a good hit by him. I mean, you know, I heard it was a muff, but to me, it looks like it started to come out when I saw number 14 coming at me and hitting me. So, you know, he needs to get some credit for that and for making that play, in my opinion. But the one before that, you know, he gets in that guy's face right before that also. So we're real pleased with him, and that's not the first play he's made, and we just need him to keep going like he is.
An offensive player at Gunner, it's kind of difficult for them to – you know, can it be almost a defensive player?
No, I mean, you have to work on tackling. I mean, tackling and blocking is really almost the same thing. I mean, you use the same techniques. You bend your knees the same way. You have to explode the same way, all those things. We just got to get them to be better tacklers, and they work on it all the time. So it doesn't surprise me, and I'm glad for him. I really am. You know, Benny's been out there a bunch too. Bubba's been there before. And, you know, we've got a good group to work with, that's for sure.
Switch coaches, do you just assume they're going to do the same things, or do you try?
That's a first for me now. I've had, you know, where we go in like we did that first game, and they fire an offense coordinator, a defense coordinator, but I've never seen that before. So it's a new experience. I got a lot of respect for Kevin, competed against him for a long time. Sorry for that, but, you know, it's kind of the business we've chosen, and we just have to worry about us. That's the biggest key going into this game, and not worry about different schemes or anything that we might see. We just got to worry about us.
Why have they struggled so much on special teams this year?
Why have they struggled?
Yeah, San Diego.
You know, I think sometimes you have different personnel that's in there, but I don't know that they've struggled as much as everybody makes it out to be honest with you. I know the punt return thing was big, but last week they had a 15-yarder and an 18-yarder, you know, so they got it going a little bit last week. You know, I just think that personnel sometimes works within that, you know, just – the team you're playing a lot of times, situationally, there's a lot of things that work into that. But I don't really care what they've done up to this point. I just want to make sure that we do a heck of a job against them on Sunday. That's the goal for us.
Punt return, the one that Omar kind of fumbled a little bit. Do you think that was weather, or is that something that you kind of talked to him about?
Yeah, I think it was weather, and I also think his eyes got big because he saw a big old hole right in front of him. That's what I think. So we got to make sure that, you know, that's something that we pay attention to you know, he's caught extra balls before practice today, and then he also caught extra ones after practice. So hopefully we're on the right track with him. And then Emmanuel came in and got the catches for us also.
Do you plan staying with Omar, or are you going to go back to Emmanuel?
I mean, we'll see what happens as the game goes on. We'll see, you know, exactly what happens. We got Jordan Norwood, too, so we'll see how that goes.
Are you tempted in bad weather just to not even have a returner sometimes? It's not even.
Well, you know, New England did that the last one, and you know, the ball kind of hit the ground and stopped on the 25, where that could have really hurt you. That could have, you know, you don't want to do that because it gives up so much field position. Because if that oblong-shaped ball took another bounce the other way, you're talking now that you're going to be backed up inside your own 10. So it's not something you want to do. Is it something we've done before? Yes, it's something we've done before.
Okay. Thank you.